This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. I was growing through some photos the other day, going through them on my laptop. It's certainly easier than the days of sorting through 35mm slides, though I still don't store them in any organized fashion. No folders for different species of flora. No. Yeah, but it's okay. It's fine, and it's fun. Photos bring back memories, and for most of the time, that's what they're for. I have a lot of photos of camping in the Galiuro Mountains. Some of them I can tell I took just to remind me to research a plant or an animal. And I found a photo of a bunch of bighorn sheep on a steep slope. I ran into bighorns several times when camping or hiking up there in those mountains, and I don't know what digital camera I had when I took the photo. I think it was one of those little point-and-shoot sort of cameras. And I suspect that I'm the only one that can see the sheep on the slope. But the photo reminded me of something that happened up there a few years ago. And I haven't told very many people about this. Come to think of it, I think I've only told Ms. Mosquito, and she said maybe we should just keep it between you and me. Oh, but I'm going to take a chance and tell you right now that I was camping up in those mountains. I was by myself, and I was truck camping, a little fire in the evening and sleeping in that open bed of the truck at night. You know, I could look up at the stars before I fell asleep. And one night I was awakened by some rustling, something moving, and then the sound of beer bottles opening. And the campfire was built up. I rubbed my eyes to make sure I was seeing what I was seeing, and what I was seeing was some bighorn sheep standing around the fire, and they were drinking beer. Drinking my beer. I shouted at them, hey, you borregos, why are you here? Why'd you come in my camp and start drinking my beer? Go back to those steep slopes that are very near. You crazy bighorns, why are you here? And a very large ram with magnificent horns, this big, curled, unbelievable curl, said, hey, look who's awake. Well, Mr. Mosquito, why don't you get out of bed and come join us? Let's drink your beer and tell stories, you know. I said, yeah, my beer. So I crawled out of the sack and joined the beer-drinking borregos. Oh, my gosh. We talked about mountain lions and jaguars and lambs and beautiful, beautiful, wide-open country. And at one point, a ewe sauntered over to me and batted her eyelashes at me. Bighorn sheep have beautiful eyelashes, as you know. I told her she had beautiful eyelashes. And that, well, you know, I'm married. Everything got quiet. And then she belched, spraying a fine mist of partially digested and fermented upland forbs and shrubs all over my face. Oh, Aloysia radii, I said as she walked away. Very cool, Wright's bee brush, I said, wiping my face with my bandana. And I joined everyone at the fire, and we told stories, and we sang through the night. We're a bunch of borrachos, and we're glad that we're here. We love the desert and mountains so near. We need wide open spaces and water so clear. We're a bunch of borrachos, and we're glad that we're here. Oh, the next morning I woke up in my sleeping bag. What a dream, I thought. What a dream. But wait, all around the fire ring were empty beer bottles. Hoof prints everywhere. It happened. It really happened. So sometimes I catch myself singing, like right now. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and I'm glad that I'm here. I love the desert and mountains so near. I love wide open country, running water so clear. I'm Petey Mosquito, and I'm glad that I'm here. I'm Petey Mosquito, don't drink all my beer. I'm Petey Mosquito, and I'm so glad that I'm here. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.